What if you finally figured out how to overcome fear, anxiety, and what is holding you back so you can live life on your own terms? That's what I've done, and on this show, I share my best tips for overcoming the BS that gets in our way. We'll tackle the root of what is holding you back so you can start challenging your own limiting beliefs. We'll also talk about our mental health and why it is so important to take care of ourselves. Stop living a life full of worry, fear, and anxiety. Break the cycle and start your healing journey here. I'll teach you everything you need to know. This is the Live Less Afraid podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, this is Michelle with the Live Less Afraid podcast. Welcome in. On this week's episode, we are going to be talking all about embracing our fear. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to conquer that fear of failure that we all have. Okay, let's get started. As you know, I'm really not one to shy away from hard conversations. So I'm just going to say it. You're not doing yourself any favors when you choose to avoid, whatever it is that you're afraid of. Ask me how I know. I lived my life like this for a long time, just really avoiding, things that were scary. I didn't let myself take risks. I didn't allow myself the space to fail or to look imperfect. And it's exhausting to continually be on that, hamster wheel of just going and going and going and always trying to look like everything's great when everything's not. And I'll tell you what, where did that come from? That's part of my story that I share with you guys, is that came out of, how I was raised, where I came from. It was a really scary environment growing up. So my safety mechanisms were to, control everything out here in my environment. But if you're like me, you know that that's just exhausting to do day in and day out. Plus, it keeps you away from experiencing life and then having joy and being in the moment, because you're always so worried about what everyone else thinks about you. So today we're going to dive deep into fear and dun, dun, dun. I'm going to share my best tips for how to overcome that, the anxiety of failure, how to transform it, and really just how to use it as a stepping stone to success and to our personal development journey. Because that's what this work is all about that I do. And I'm really excited to be here and talk with you about this topic today, because it's a tough one, right? And I also want to stress to you before we dive in that this is about progress, not perfection. I like to say that I'm a recovering perfectionist. And so just even, talking about the doing things that scare us, or taking risks, or being brave, or showing up, or trying something new for the first time, that's all about our journey of progressing through, allowing life to unfold for us and not being so caught up in the whys or what people are thinking or any of that kind of stuff. So first, I want to just kind of define how people view failure. Some people think that that's like, a dead end, or, I like to redefine it and think about it more as a winding path that guides us towards our next right step. It also helps our personal growth journey and helps us build resilience. This shift in mindset lays the foundation for a more constructive relationship with the concept of failure. Newsflash, we all make mistakes. None of us are perfect. And I think we are our just own worst critics in this department, right? We're the ones judging when we think something's not gone right, when we think we didn't say the right thing, when we think we didn't show up the right way. We are the ones that are saying to ourselves, oh God, what did you do that for? That was so dumb. Oh my God, I can't believe you said that, or I can't believe you did that, right? No one out there typically is saying that. And even if they are, I like to say, like, it's really none of my business what other people think about me. I can only control what's going on up here in my crazy head. And what's going on up here is me judging myself for not being, quote, perfect. So when we can begin to think about redefining the notion of mistakes, the notion of being human, the notion of failing at something, let me tell you something. If you look at, people that you would deem successful, I mean, people talk about Taylor Swift or, Beyonce or whoever they've, Jeff Bezos who owns Amazon or any kind of people that we might put up on a pedestal as like that they've made it, that they've done it, that they've succeeded in life. They have a trail, a long, long road of failures behind them. And the reason why they got to where they were is because they redefined that notion of failure for themselves. They realized that it was a personal growth journey that helped them build resilience, get better, be stronger, go faster, all of those things. So I want you to keep that in your mind when you think about making mistakes, failing at something, feeling like you're not doing the right thing. I want you to keep that in mind that this is part of the journey and not to judge ourselves. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Okay. So a lot of times when we're thinking about trying something new or we're stepping into our personal development journey, which is why you might be here today listening to this podcast, is because you're curious about personal development and how to just feel better about the life that you're living, is you need to think about sometimes it feels really big, right? To overcome a difficult childhood, like what I did. Like it was a daunting journey, right? It could have gone a lot of different ways. Like I could be in jail. I could be, I mean, I don't even know, right? I could be really down a bad, wrong path. But I knew that I wanted to be somewhere else in this life. And so the enormity of achieving big goals in life can feel really overwhelming. So I want you to think about it rather than thinking about, oh my gosh, it's like climbing Mount Everest to get myself out of this situation that I'm in today. Take it down to one step at a time. One of my favorite sayings is baby steps, right? We only have to do what's right in front of us. If you think about those people that climb Mount Everest, like they're not looking at the top of the mountain, they are looking at the very next step right in front of them. Because if they don't, they might slip and fall off the mountain, right? They might step into a crevice. They might, trip over a rope or who knows. But they have to just focus literally on the one step right in front of them. So that's what I want you to think about when you're thinking about that maybe this feels crushing to you or overwhelming, or you're like, I just don't think I can do it. Like, I don't think I have the courage. I don't think I have the bravery. Whatever that is, I want to say to you, let's take a breath and let's break it down into a manageable, actionable step. So each small step is important to acknowledge on our journey. And these baby steps pave the way to the success, to the finish line. It really is a journey about incremental progress. It's not just get to the top, right? We don't just look at, oh, I got to be at the top. No, we have to get to the top by taking those actionable steps and making that progress. So when you're thinking about, gosh, this sounds really scary. I don't think I have it in me to do it. You do, but you just have to break it down into little pieces. Have you guys ever heard that saying, how do you eat an elephant, right? How do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. So it's the same way when you're talking about these big dreams and goals you have, or getting out of the situation you're in that stinks, or changing your job, or trying, that new business you want to start, whatever it is, like it can be done. You just need to break it down into one bite at a time. Okay. The next thing I want to talk to you about is I'm going to take you back. Everybody, just take a step back and think about when you were a little kid. And maybe you think about the first time you learned to ride a bike, or maybe ride a skateboard, or maybe ice skate, whatever it was that you had to learn to do when you were a kid. You probably don't remember it now because it feels so second nature, but falling, learning to ride a bike is like you have to, whoa, learn how to balance. And then you have to like, oh, try and ride a little bit. And then you have to like, oh my gosh, learn to stop. And then if you like ride it downhill, you have to like, oh my gosh, how do I use the brakes if you have brakes on your bikes? And falling or not getting, you know, getting off balance, like all of that was part of the process. So this part of the podcast is really about reminding us to embrace the learning curve, right? So we're all new at something at one point. You are probably on that journey today, which is why you're listening to this podcast, is that you know that you're in the learning moment, you want to embrace it. I'm telling you, go do that, girl. Go embrace the learning curve. Failures, again, they're just like part of the life. They're part of what we have to get better at. I like to say fail faster. And some famous person said that about their growth journey. And I think you hear that a lot in the startup world, that really you want to try and make your mistakes as quickly as possible, learn from them, adapt, make changes, and move on. So embracing that learning curve, learning that making mistakes and being wobbly and falling over and getting your balance is all part of the process. Just learn to embrace it and experience that and view it as an integral part of your journey. So we talked a few minutes ago about, you know, redefining the notion of what failure is. And then we talked about looking at those big ambitious goals we have and breaking them down into bite-sized pieces. This step is about recognizing, accepting, and falling into the learning curve. We have to just do it over and over and over again until we're good at it. And the personal development journey is exactly like that. When you're doing this work, it's three steps forward, two steps back. One day you wake up, you're like, I'm on top of the world. I've got it all figured out. I know exactly what to do. And then the next day you wake up and you're like, I suck at this. It's never going to work. I don't even know why I'm trying. So just recognizing that that's part of the journey too. And just allowing the space for that. And it makes me think about my view on feelings and emotions is that we had to remember that they are clouds and we are the sky and clouds pass by. So when you're feeling that really down in the dumps feeling about, oh my gosh, this is never going to work for me, just remember that tomorrow you're going to feel differently about it. Embrace that. Ambiguity or that tension in the moment, and just be like, I know this is going to move on. I'm still going to keep going. I'm still going to take my baby steps and see what happens next. Okay. So, the next thing I want to talk to you about is shifting our focus to effort versus outcome. So, again, this is all, again, not about like, I know I want to get to the top of the mountain, but okay, that takes time. Let's again regroup. Direct our attention away from the outcome and instead towards the effort we've invested. So, celebrating how you're showing up every day, celebrate the progress that you've made, celebrate the work that you're doing, regardless of the outcome. I don't know what the stat is, but I bet you it's pretty high. There are a lot of people that attempt to climb Mount Everest every year and don't make it. So, they did all the work. They did all the training. They bought all the equipment they needed. They hired the right guides. They, you know, paid the money. They checked the weather. They consulted experts. They got there. They got to base camp. They made their decision. They were going to climb. They go up there. Something happens. Equipment failure. It's too crowded. The weather changes quickly. Who knows? But they don't disregard all of the effort that they made in the attempt to climb. And I think that that's a really important key point for us to remember is often we do lose focus of the daily, of the effort that we're putting in right now today. And we look ahead, look ahead, look ahead. And we're like, I'm not there yet. I'm never going to be there. We start telling us all ourselves, it's too far away. I don't have enough time. All those things. But we forget to maybe turn around and look in the rearview mirror and really assess how far we've already come. You know, we've already come 50% of the way up the mountain. Wow, I've really made a lot of progress at this. I did all the things I was supposed to do to get here. I'm continuing to do the things I need to do to build this business, to change jobs, to, work on my self-esteem and my self-care habits, whatever those things are that you're doing right now, whatever the effort is that you're putting in, let's not forget to turn around, look in the rearview mirror. That's why I do that reverse vision board workshop every year at the end of the year, is because I want you to spend some time looking back at all of the progress that you've made. It's so easy for us to forget, right? Because we're just plowing down the road. We're so focused on what's happening out there in the future, trying to climb that mountain, trying to get that thing that we're chasing. We forget to really acknowledge the journey, and we forget to acknowledge that we have made so much progress on this journey so far. So make sure you're taking the time to shift your focus away from the outcome necessarily and focusing on the work that you're doing right now. Does that make sense? Let me know. You can always send me a note after a podcast airs, and I'm happy to follow up or answer questions. So just know that I'm here as a resource for you on that. The next thing I want to talk to you about is figuring out what our lessons are from any setbacks or any mistakes that do happen or any perceived failures that happen. Setbacks are not really definitive roadblocks, but they're just moments of pause before taking our next course of action, whatever that is. So taking a pause, a reflective pause after a setback, can help us extract valuable lessons and adapt our strategies accordingly going forward. This also builds my favorite muscle, which is resiliency. So we have to build the muscle of resiliency to really thrive in this life. Using this work, this step right here, is so important to that. Your insights that you gain from these moments often hold the key to future triumphs, all right? So your future success could really be dependent on you taking the time right now to take a minute, look at that failure, and say, well, that didn't work out. What did I learn? What could I do better next time? What could I try this different? Is there someone I can talk to that might know more about this subject than I do? Could I reach out for help and maybe get some additional insight that might help me next time? Those are all really important questions to ask yourself when you find that you maybe something that you did or tried didn't go as well as you thought it would. Now, I'll give you a great example. I like to do workshops and webinars. And you know what? Just in full disclosure, sometimes they're not, like, for whatever reason, they don't resonate, right? People don't sign up, people don't show up. And so you're just like, well, that must not have been a topic that people were really interested in. So instead of taking that as a failure of me and what I do, I just say, let's look at that content and maybe look at some other content. What are people saying out there? What are people asking for? In fact, if you're on my email list, I recently sent out an email asking for people to say to spend 15 minutes with me doing a little research. I'm super curious. What is it that you're looking for? What are you struggling with? What kind of content would be interesting to you? Because I want to build stuff that helps support you on your journey of where you are right now. And it's just super interesting to me to just ask a few questions about, like, what is it that you guys are looking for so that I can build content that is helpful and resonates for you. So, but again, I tell you that story because I think it's easy to do that comparison game out there, right? It's easy to look around and say, oh, that person's doing this better than me, or that person's doing this, or that person's doing that. And I have to remember that I'm running my own race, right? I'm running my own race. And if I do a webinar that is not popular or people don't sign up for, it's like, meh, okay, let's do an assessment. Let's figure out what to do next and let's move on. Like, don't take it as like this is the end of the world, okay? And don't take it personally either. It's just content. Like, for some reason that just didn't, stick with people this time. No biggie. All right. Okay. This next one is one of my favorites. I think you're all going to like it. We have to learn how to quiet our inner mean girl. Or if you're a guy listening to this, your inner mean guy, whatever that is, your inner mean person. If you're non-binary, whatever that is, your inner mean dialogue that's going on in here. We all have it. This internal dialogue is so critical. Not nice at all. And y'all know what I'm talking about. That's that one inside your head. When you do something or say something, it is just me, 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 me in the back of your head, just saying the meanest, cruelest things to you ever. And I like to tell my clients this. I say, you know what? I want you to talk to her and say, listen, we're friends. Because this is your inner dialogue, right? And I don't talk to my friends that way. So I'm not going to talk that way. Now, there are some other strategies you can use to quiet her down. You can drown out the negativity with replacing it with regular positive affirmations. These can be written down in your journal. They can be literally spoken out loud, like loving kindness to myself and others is one of mine that I really love. And when I'm thinking something negative to myself, I try to remember to say that to myself next. Hey, remember, loving kindness to myself. Like, let's not talk that way. You can also record them. I really like doing this myself. I use the recording voice app on my phone, and I record positive affirmation messages to myself, and then I play them back when I'm in the car or in the morning when I'm having my coffee. I just play those to myself as reminders. Remind yourself of your strengths, recall your past accomplishments. And again, this is an opportunity for you to flex that resiliency muscle just to affirm that you really are doing all of these great things. You do possess the inner strength that you need to face your challenges head on. I like to say to myself, I've done things a lot harder than this. I've accomplished a lot more difficult things than this thing I'm trying to do right now. So we all have evidence. If we take a minute and look back, we all have evidence in our life of ways that we have been strong. We've shown up for ourselves. We've put ourselves first. And if you think you don't, let's talk because I would love to help extract those stories from your life and help present those to you. In a way that you can use to build yourself up and quiet your inner mean girl. So, if you think about it, and I don't know what the stat is, I want to say it's 70,000, I think is the number that's in my head right now, 70,000 thoughts a day. And really, the majority of those are we're usually judging ourselves. So, you really have a lot of work to do, but it's not insurmountable to do some reprogramming, right? Just continue to tell ourselves a different message. This or something better. Loving kindness to myself. These are all over on my wall over here. Don't give up on yourself. Remember that you're connecting with people and changing lives. Like that's the stuff I'm telling myself because it's easy to get in your head. And what I want you guys to really hear and understand is that we all do it. Everybody does it. But it's just what you do with that information that really matters. So I really want you to remember to quiet your inner mean girl. Do that work on the daily to just tamp that down and, replace that with positive, loving, affirming thoughts like you would a best friend. Remember, you're talking to yourself, love yourself, be married to yourself, have that conversation with yourself like you would your best friend. You would never say those things to your best friend. So why are you saying them to yourself? I'm getting all froggy. I don't know why. I'm gonna have some water. Okay. I think we're getting close to wrapping up here. So, a couple more things before we go. I really want you to celebrate. I think about that song by Kool & the Gang. Celebrate good times. Come on. Okay. Every attempt, regardless of the outcome, deserves acknowledgement. So, let me say that again. Every attempt, regardless of the outcome, deserves acknowledgement. Celebrate the courage it took you to do the thing, that it took you to try. Celebrate the courage it took you to step out, to do that thing, to start that business, to change jobs, to stand up to a coworker, to express your feelings to your partner, celebrate the courage it takes to show up in this life and be your best self and not be, even in when you're not judgmental, like we were just talking about the inner mean girl thing. If you noticed that you were being mean to yourself and then you turned it around and were nice, celebrate that. Like all of those little moments, we do not give ourselves the opportunity enough to celebrate life. It's supposed to be fun. Newsflash, it's not drudgery. It's not, stressing out about everything all the time. It's not being in our head about all the negative thoughts. It's supposed to be a great ride here, and we need to allow ourselves the space to do that. So celebrate the courage wherever you can, wherever you took a risk, wherever you showed up for yourself or were good to yourself. Celebrate that. And really, it's again about that muscle of resiliency. We want to actively cultivate that. And we want to build that muscle because what that does is helps us get stronger for the next time there is a challenge, right? To confront whatever the challenges are that lie ahead for us. This is why I like that so much, is because we want to be at the top of the mountain and we will be there. And if you look back over your life, you've been at the top of the mountain a lot of times. But where there's an up, there's a down. You're going to be back in the valleys. It's going to happen. It's not really a matter of if, it's when. You will be back in the valley. And when you build these tools, when you celebrate the courage it took to try, when you quiet that inner mean girl, when you take actionable steps and break down big goals into small ones, you're building that muscle of resilience. And so when you're down in that valley, you're going to have the strength to take that next step and climb back out of it again. Fear of failure is something we all experience. It's part of being human. Let's face our fear and engage with it as part of our journey. And just remember that you're not just learning to overcome fear, you're making decisions that change your story and lead you towards a path of success. It can be scary to embrace it. It can be scary to try new things. It can be scary to put ourselves out there, but you can do it, and I'm here to help. If you're ready to get started on coaching work, look at my calendar and grab some time. You can find that over on my website at livelessafraid.com. And you can just have a free coaching session with me too, if you just want to find out what it's like to be coached, or maybe you just have like one little thing and you've never done coaching before, but you're like, maybe Michelle's my person and I can come and talk to her about this thing. Just schedule a call. All right. We'll talk about it and I'll see what I can do to get you started on this path. Thank you so much for being here today. Please go over to my website, even if you're not going to book a call, although I hope that you will, and sign up to be on my email list. I send out an email about once a week, and I talk about topics here on the podcast and my blogs and other different things to support you on your journey. And I would love to have you over there. Okay, thanks so much for being here today. I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Hey, that's all for now, but come back soon. Did today's episode spark some new thoughts for you? If it did, subscribe and leave a review. If you want to learn more about overcoming fear and anxiety, head over to livelessafraid.com and check out all the episodes and find out more about what I do. If you're curious about what working with a coach is like, let's schedule a Zoom and I'll tell you all about it. Are you looking for encouragement? Then come over to my community group. It's the Live Less Afraid community group on Facebook. The link is waiting for you on my website. Thanks so much for listening. I so appreciate each and every one of you.